Once again, joined this morning by John Hitchcock of the National Weather Service office here in Buffalo. All right, John, we've got a better idea of how this lake effect snow is going to shape up here in western New York. What can we expect on this particular day?
Yeah, the forecast is much more clear now after some uncertainty yesterday. We had a quick burst of moderate to heavy snow that moved across the metro area a few hours ago while most people were sleeping, and the roads briefly became snow-covered. But between the salt and temperatures at or just above freezing, looks like most roads are becoming just wet again, so we don't expect any issues for the morning drive. Just some light snow in the air and wet roads. And that will be the case through most of today, but the band will begin to intensify late this afternoon and this evening over Buffalo. So I think the evening commute will start okay, but it might deteriorate as we get past 5 o'clock. After the sun sets and temperatures begin to drop, some of that snow will begin to stick. And then that band moves quickly south this evening into southern Erie, Wyoming counties, and into the southern tier. And that's where the majority of the snow will stay from later this evening through tomorrow and tomorrow night.
So in that regards, a more of a traditional, if you want to use that word, lake effect snow event here in western New York. At the same time, there is some concerns for a fairly significant amount of snowfall between the Buffalo-Batavia area.
There's not going to be too much snow up this way, but we might get a few inches late this afternoon and this evening. So maybe just enough to create some pretty difficult travel in the Buffalo metro area and extending out to Batavia and Genesee County this evening. But once we get past that, the majority of the snow will be mainly south of the Buffalo South Towns. And down that way, in the higher terrain of the western southern tier and the Boston Hills, we still expect about a foot and a half of storm total by the time we get to Friday morning.
John, we talked yesterday about some long-term prospects for the weather here in western New York. The lake, of course, is always going to be an issue of concern. What's the prospects right now?
Oh, well, it's way too early for any prediction of that, but it is going to be cold the next 2 to 3 weeks, and that'll help drop that lake temperature, but it is going to stay open through December at least, and that'll produce frequent lake effect snows, we think, as the cold air becomes entrenched across the Great Lakes, and there'll also be frequent systems moving through, too. So we'll have one, for example, on Saturday night that'll bring some widespread light snow, and there'll be lake effects behind that, and then another one for Monday, with more light snow and more lake effect behind that one. But we don't see any real significant lake effect snow once we get past this one. It looks like light to moderate events as we go through the weekend and early next week. Perhaps towards the end of next week, we might have a little better setup for a longer-lasting, more significant lake effect event again.
John Hitchcock, as always, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Take care.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.